the top five on the Rokan Show.
Five.
Let's go.
Now, it's the top five at five on the Rokan Show with Anna Tavlantis. Sponsored by the Hip and Knee Center, where they help you feel new again.
Ready?
Yes.
Yes.
Get on with it.
Checking in at
number five.
Well, the mayor is winding down his last few weeks in office, and he's today was at the City Club, and he gave his farewell as mayor of Chicago. He talked really about one of the hardest moments. Mm-hmm.
And, you know, all you got is a hug and love and a shoulder. Here you are, the mayor of Chicago, and you feel totally useless, inadequate. And, you know, Nate and Cleo invite you in like a family. They're making sure that you're fed. Ask you about your day. You're here to hug them about their daughter.
That was when he was visiting the family of Hadiya Pendleton.
Ooh, wow.
After she was lost. And, you know, I got the one thing, I've made some fun. You've made some fun. We've made some fun of Rahm Emanuel. Even when he was running for mayor back in 2010.
Sure.
We had a lot of fun with that. Mm-hmm. We might have even found and forced him to meet the guy who was pretending to be him
on
Twitter.
We did. That was fun for that guy. We've never heard from that guy again.
No. But we, oh, this is Rahm, that went away. But he, you know, the one thing about him is that he took the job very, very to heart.
Mm-hmm. Definitely.
And seriously. And he, and then, you know, moments like that, you know, this isn't about being great for voting purposes or, you know, for social media or anything like that. That's sitting in a living room. Camera's not allowed. Mm-hmm. You're just there because you're representing the city of Chicago, and you are on behalf of the citizens, and behalf of the police department at that point, on behalf of the city itself. You're offering your condolences, and it's you know, that I think is those quiet moments, and we can sit here and make fun of politicians and say snarky things about them and get on social media or get on the radio, whatever it happens to be, and say whatever you want, but that's the tough part of the job, and that's not the kind of the part of the job that I think people get enough credit for. And I certainly, you know, wouldn't want to have been that day.
Mayor Emanuel, of course, has his own family, and you know, Richard M. Daley was the same way in terms of empathy. You know, we saw them in some. Whether you disagree with everything he did, we saw them in some human moments when back when Richie would talk about his own son when he was in trouble and he would tear up, or when Rahm is talking about stuff like that. That's all real. You know, you can't be that cynical. I mean, these are men. These are human beings.
Checking in at
number four.
All right. House Democrats ratcheting up the pressure on the Trump administration to comply with their congressional subpoenas. Jerry Nadler, he is the chairman of the Judiciary Committee, says that the attorney general has a day or two to hand over the unredacted Mueller report. And if he doesn't comply, Nadler will hold him in contempt. Speaker Nancy Pelosi went even further.
He lied to Congress. He lied to Congress. If anybody else did that, it would be considered a crime. Nobody is above the law, not the President of the United States and not the Attorney General. Being the Attorney General does not give you a bath to go say whatever you want, and it is the fact because you are the Attorney General.
Should
it just isn't
jail?
True.
Should he go to jail for it?
There's a process involved here, and as I said, I'll say it again, and there may be questions you may have. The committee will act upon how we will proceed.
Doesn't she remind you of Lucille Bluth from Arrested Development, the mom, the matriarch? Kind of looks like her, sounds like her. I'm out of the family. That's it.
It's going to be a rollicking fun time over the next few weeks, I think, in Washington before the summer recess. All right, we'll get to your three, your two, and your one. But first, let's check in with Kim. What's happening in the newsroom at the bottom of the hour?
Another twist in the decision to bring in a special prosecutor in the Jesse Smollett case.
Traffic being brought to you by the Illinois Department of Transportation.
Whoa, tonight, the World Series champions. Those are the Boston Red Sox. A red hot shortstop. That would be Tim Anderson. The only thing missing is fireworks. White Sox, Red Sox. Tonight at 7 on WGN-TV.
Oh! Oh, you scared me. Hey, let me also point out that the weather is clearing.
Yeah.
So,
and the Sod Father has the field in safe and beautiful shape. It's sparkling green, and Sox coming off a very rousing come-from-behind ninth inning win yesterday to salvage the split against the O's. So,
yep,
lots going on with the guys.
Four out of the last five.
Yeah.
That's all I want to say. I want to get through the top five of five because now the fun begins.
Yes.
Number three.
Okay, so an Ohio student will not be attending prom after school district officials saw an image of the teen's racist promposal sign. A picture the student shared on social media said, "If I was black, I'd be picking cotton, but I'm white, so I'm picking you for prom." What? Oh, hell no! You know, you got to stop, and you have to wonder. And I'll see, I'm a white guy. I'm a doughy white guy. I got there's nothing I can do about it. I was born this way. But, and I know there's a, and there, I've had conversations with a lot of other doughy white guys over the years. Hey, why can't they just get over it? Why can't these people just get over it, huh? I mean, what is it? I mean, come on. We're still slavery no more. What, I can just get over it.
This would have been,
this is why,
know, bad in 1852. Oh, Jedediah, too soon. Let alone now. It's astonishingly, it's horrible and just absolutely appalling. But how could you even think that that was a good idea? Imagine the girl. Oh, my gosh, I think it's the guy who wanted to ask me the problem. Oh, jeez.
School official says this is a teachable moment. Mm.
To be frank with you, I thought, oh, my goodness, this is awful. Kids need to understand that when you're celebrating things, it doesn't give you a pass on using inappropriate racial slurs. This is a process. Growing up is a process. And this is one of those moments that's a teachable moment for this kid that will last a lifetime. I don't believe that this is any groupthink on the part of the student body. This is one person making a bad decision that's going to reflect on everybody. This is actually a terrible day in Clear Fork Valley.
Is that Dr. Well, Phil?
Well said. Well said, actually. Yeah, I was thinking.
This is a teachable moment.
That was pretty good.
Yeah, she's right.
Honestly,
that's,
yeah.
Yeah, that's Janice.
And don't
Wyckoff,
let it ruin prom for everybody else. And hopefully the kid will learn from it. So I like Janice Wyckoff, superintendent at Clear Fork Valley.
You know what? It's just, and I, again, we don't want to make too big of a deal. I mean, there are mopes and morons and all that, and that doesn't speak to an entire community. But you got to stop. If you're the parents, right now, you're looking at the other parent going, "You did this, didn't you?" I mean, that's the parenting thing. It was you. Because you know what? Because you're watching all those videos, or it's, you know what? It's because of your dad. He learned this from your dad.
Yeah, that could, oh boy. I mean, yeah, I can't imagine he showed that to mom or dad or anybody. What was your second choice, Junior? Let's go with that.
All right. Checking in at
number two.
Alex Trebek this morning talked to Robin Roberts about Naperville's own James Holzhauer. You know that he's now in the second place for the most amount of wins in Jeopardy history, this guy.
Amazing.
He says he wants to be in the front office of Major League Baseball because he's a wonk.
Oh, Moneyball.
Yeah, he's a Moneyball.
Moneyball
guy.
It.
Yeah. This is really fascinating because didn't the other top winner, aren't they also from this area? We've done very well. Oh, that's all I can tell you with the Jeopardy folk.
Oh, it's exciting. It's fun. I watch it every night. And like most of America, he has forced me to change a view that I have held for many years. And that is that the Ken Jennings record would never be broken.
Wow.
But I look at James and I say, oh, my gosh, look at what he's doing. Now, winning a lot of money on Jeopardy is not that difficult. If you hit the daily doubles and you're good, you're responding to those clues by yourself. But winning 74 games in a row, that's the tough part.
Did you see the Sun-Times had a story about the woman who's been trying to get on Jeopardy for like 4 years? You go through the whole, there's a whole process and forms and lines, and then she got up against this guy when she finally made it. It's like, you're nominated for an Oscar. It's Al Pacino's career year, though. So, I mean, insane.
Oh, God. All right, checking in at
number one.
Kevin, prepare yourself. This is not going to be good for you.
Lauren had a smirk on her face right when.
I did.
Now, while Jon Snow may know nothing, his friend Samwell Tarly appears to know everything. But the actor who plays Samwell, John Bradley, well, he doesn't really know what he knows.
Wow.
At least that's what he told Ellen DeGeneres. The Game of Thrones star was grilled about the impending ending.
Nobody's sacred, and nobody's kind of safe in Game of Thrones. And, you know, people say things like, oh, Game of Thrones is one of those shows where all your favorite characters die. And I'm like, what does that say about me?
Yeah. I'm still around. That's true. Do you know how it ends?
Well, I thought I knew how it was going to end, and we definitely shot an ending. I can tell you that. But I read an interview with our showrunners not so long ago when they said the actors think they know how it's going to end. You know, actors' paranoia instantly kicks in. You think, what does that mean?
So you don't know.
I don't know what I know.
Because he may be just saying that to make you think you don't know, but you may know.
I may ultimately know.
But you may not know.
But I'm not going to know that I know until I know that I know.
Right, exactly.
That's fantastic.
That is fantastic. And I think that is really true. See, Kevin, you don't have to know anything. Is what you just learned.
Perfect.
Yeah. I the one thing I do know for sure is that however it ends, they're not going to blow this ending like so many others have been blown. Because they could blow everybody up and you go, okay, I get it. They could save everybody and you go, and then you'd be excited for, you know, some future. Mm. Or they'll save just a few. It's so well done going into it. The expectations, and they do this by having things like last weekend's episode that no matter what how they go, you're going to walk away from this going, this was as great as you thought it was. That's one of the problems with The Sopranos. They left you hanging.
Yeah.
You know, and that was it.
People still talking about that. I tell people, too, like, listen, if you've loved the show the whole way and complain about the last episode, it's like spending a weekend with Charlize Theron and then complaining that your plane was late that night. You still had all that fun leading up to it.
It's exactly what I would have said. All right, here we go. Kim Sam Gordon's got the news brought to you by Cars for Kids. Wait, hold on. Let me close this up.
The top five at five.
Kim.